local news update comes from Bose McKinney and Evans, with more at BoseLaw.com. And with a look at what's happening this morning, here's Sharon Allseth again. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Census data released today emphasizes how much the housing bubble burst has affected Indiana home ownership. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Home ownership in Indiana declined from 71.4% in 2000 to 69.9% in 2010. That's despite the fact that the age of Indiana's population increased over the 10-year period. Indiana Business Research Center analyst Matt Kinghorn says the drop magnifies how much the housing slump and recession hurt the state's housing market.
That 1.5% difference between 2000 and 2010 is really somewhat larger because we would expect it to see that home ownership rate increase.
Kinghorn says normally home ownership rates increase with age. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Groundbroken Wednesday on a major downtown development, the former North of South project will now be known as Cityway. $150 million is being invested to create a hub that will feature an upscale Dolce Resorts business hotel, apartments, restaurants, retail, and a YMCA. City spokesman Mark Lauder says the project will create a lot of new opportunities.
This site is, going to help create, about 2,400 temporary and permanent jobs. It's anticipated to have an economic impact on the city of $350 million, over the next 5 to 7 years.
Buckingham Companies is the main developer of the project, which is located at South in Alabama, adjacent to the Eli Lilly campus. The project is expected to be completed in about 2 years. Indianapolis plays host to 30,000 gamers beginning today at the big Gen Con convention. A lot of adults choosing to dress up in costumed garb for a weekend of entertainment. It's estimated the convention brings in about $25 million for the local economy. A bit of a break in the heat wave is a good sign for the Indiana State Fair, which begins its 17-day run tomorrow. Fair organizers say virtually every building at the grounds is air-conditioned and water stations will be available. This is the year of the soybean, and Germany will be highlighted. Governor Mitch Daniels will make remarks at a German preview event tonight at the fairgrounds. The Agriculture Department says a salmonella problem has been traced back to meat giant Cargill, which is now recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey. 76 people have gotten sick, and one person in California has died. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says people are okay if they properly handle and cook meat, but if they're worried about it, don't eat it.
If there's any risk or if there's any question, then toss it out. You better be safe than sorry.
The recall affects Indiana and 25 other states. Cargill is recalling fresh and frozen ground turkey products produced at the company's Springdale, Arkansas plant from February 20th through August 2nd. And the American Civil Liberties Union affiliates around the country are demanding local law enforcement agencies disclose how they collect and use cell phone location data. The ACLU says 34 affiliates are sending hundreds of open records requests to law enforcement agencies. The group wants to know whether law enforcement must obtain warrants to access cell phone location data and statistics on how often such data are used. The requests have gone to large urban agencies and smaller rural ones. WFYI weather. Today mostly sunny with a high of 86. Partly cloudy tonight, low 67. Friday through Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow and Saturday about 87. Sunday's high 89. Right now it's clearing, 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. 7:34 now, and in sports, just one practice for the Colts today. It's a 2 o'clock workout up in Anderson. Last night, the team was on the field for a 7:30 practice with full pads. Peyton Manning was in attendance.